Conclusion. If there was a parting thought I would like to leave with you, it would be that the passages which actually deal with the subject of what it is like to be dead, as their primary subject matter, all agree. The passages that seem to disagree with these passages are invariably of a different nature, and this makes them poor arguments against the primary passages. It is one thing to use those conflicting passages to cast doubt on the doctrine of death and resurrection, but it is another thing entirely to construct from the ground up a view of death based on those scriptures. If we were to attempt such a thing, we should also have to list all the objections, which here have been my primary evidence. That would be a difficulty of scripture to make our way through. And I have never seen an opponent even attempt it. And generally they don't have to, because their view is popular. Their view is the view that people want to hear. What I'm saying is I have yet to see anyone even attempt to explain all these passages away. That is a lot of very plain scripture to explain away, which I am not comfortable doing. And that is the reason I changed my view. And that is the point. We have to make a choice here. We have to decide. We have to exercise a little of one of the weightier matters of the law, judgment. We have to exercise good judgment. We have to rightly divide the Word of God. We have to decide what we will take at face value and what was meant to be taken some other way. You can't have it both ways. And being able to set aside our own prejudices and preferences is part of growing up into Christ and being faithful to the doctrine which is according to godliness.
This concludes the reading of I Believe in Death and in the Resurrection of the Dead by Paul Stringini, oraclesofgod.org.